Austerity is starting to bite in Britain. So the government there is urging its citizens to take staycations to stay in the UK, and especially to rediscover their own country's seacoast resorts. The idea is to boost local economies of some depressed coastal towns, but the charms of some of them may elude people used to vacations in the Mediterranean. NPR's Eric Westervelt sent this report from a seaside town on the southeast coast of England.
Occasional sun pokes through the gray cloud cover on Margate's windy beach as Dickon Trevitt and his young son Kelsey dig a formidable moat. Kelsey's happy the sandcastle perimeter is secure. Nearby, a beach shed sells jellied eels and other uniquely British seafood delights. Trevitt might have jumped on a discount airline and taken his family to sunny Spain, but with the recession and today's flying hassles, he says his family prefers to stick close to home.
You know what you're getting in the UK. You hear so many horror stories of people going abroad and you know, hotels which are building sites and whatever. You know what you're getting in this country. And at the end of the day, if we don't like it, we're only 2 hours away from home.
You know what you're getting even if it's cold and windy and rainy.
I don't mind that. We don't mind that. We've got the beach. And we've got a hot tub in the back garden where we're staying at the moment. So, you know, what more can we want? Kids love it.
While some coastal areas, such as Cornwall, attract A-list celebrities and wealthy Brits, towns such as Margate, Scarborough, and Hastings have a long way to go. It's the heart of August, and Margate's sprawling beach is largely empty this day. Since the rise of discount airfares in the late 1960s, some British seaside resorts have gone from charmingly faded to decayed and depressing, with enduring problems of joblessness, petty crime, drug and alcohol abuse. Today, coastal towns are trying to change all that. Margate is pinning its hopes on a new contemporary art gallery set to open next spring, named after British artist J.M.W. Turner, who painted seascapes in the area in the late 19th century. Just across the street from the Seaside Gallery construction site, weeds grow out of the windowsills of a boarded-up old hotel. Up the road, Jane Bishop hopes the Turner Gallery kickstarts Margate's regeneration. She owns the Walpole Bay Hotel, built in 1914. Today it's a kind of living museum to the British seacoast heyday. The 83-year-old elevator still works like a charm.
Here she comes. And the lift serves all five floors in its 1927 original trellis-gated Otis lift. Shall we go up?
The place is stuffed with late Victorian and early 20th century antiques and knickknacks, from elegant dinnerware to vaguely creepy porcelain dolls and mannequins dressed in period clothing. There are also black and white pictures of Margate in the 1930s, jammed with thousands of vacationers.
But look at the people on that beach, yeah. And that's Peter's and my ambition. We're going to bring them all back. Not those particular people, but we just want to fill the beaches.
The Walpole just held a burlesque on the beach festival with performances and classes in old-style striptease, 1920s seance, vintage hair and makeup, and pasty making. Local burlesque maven Tootsie Sugar, a.k.a. Carolyn Edwards, wears an antique black corset. Tootsie organized the burlesque fest.
It's events like this that are bringing more and more people into the towns. And more people are staying, but it's just getting enough so that they all come. And because people aren't going away abroad, they've got to go somewhere.
But some wonder if kitschy nostalgia for a long-gone era is a viable business plan or realistic foundation for revival of a coastal community where the number of people getting jobless benefits is nearly four times the national average.
I mean, the seaside resort for many English people is still emblematic of sort of decay.
Travis Elbrough is the author of the just-published Wish You Were Here, England on Sea. He says more and more Britons are growing bored with endless Spanish sun and cheap airfares and are seeing new potential in England's worn-out relics.
Some of these resorts do look tatty, which is also partly the reason why they're ripe for gentrification, because they've sort of fallen down in the way that sort of urban areas have, so they're kind of ripe for colonisation and recovery. And let's remember also in a way that there is a certain romance in sort of decay and that kind of faded glamour as well.
Indeed, at the Walpole Bay Hotel, owner Jane Bishop says she's seen a 120% increase in day visitors this summer as the staycation trend continues. But too few people, she says, are staying the night.
It's going to take years, Eric. Nobody's rose-coloured spectacles. It is going to take years before the town's as happy and as healthy as it used to be. But it's happening.
Then Bishop has to run. A group of day trippers wants a hotel tour, and the local lawn bowling league, elderly men and women dressed in crisp, all-white uniforms are here for their halftime tea break. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Margate.
Our program is directed by Brendan Banizak, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
At the science desk, Ann Gudenkoff, Allison Richards, Joe Neal, April Fulton, Rebecca Davis, Jessica Goldstein, and Jane Greenhalgh.
The librarians include Laura Sotobara, Kim Molesky, Katie Doggart, Hannah Summers, Mary Glendenning, Barbara Van Workum, Allison Leonard, Laura Jeffrey, and Dorothy Hickson.
Jerry Holmes is our planning editor. Neil Carruth is filling in for our executive producer, Christopher Turpin. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.